This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. For an hour and a half in Sacramento last night, the five top candidates in California's gubernatorial recall election traded one-liners, insults, and serious proposals on how to deal with critical issues facing the state. The format of the forum had been widely criticized as too scripted because the candidates knew the questions in advance. But there was nothing scripted about the frequent verbal free-for-alls that punctuated the affair. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Going in, Arnold Schwarzenegger called this the Super Bowl of debates. And judging from the number of television satellite dishes in the parking lot of California State University at Sacramento, he may have been right. The debate was carried on several national cable networks, but it's not clear that the actor or any of the candidates scored any significant touchdowns as they wrangled about subjects ranging from the state's economy to driver's license for illegal immigrants. At times, the debate slipped into total mayhem as the candidates all tried to talk at once, and moderator Stan Statham tried to restore order.
Excuse me. Thank you. Ladies, gentlemen. You know, I am a traffic cop.
Verbal wrestling matches between independent candidate Arianna Huffington and Schwarzenegger dominated much of the debate. During a discussion of automobile license fees, Huffington attacked the Bush administration for many of California's ills. Schwarzenegger interrupted.
Let me finish. You know, this is completely impolite. This is the way you treat women. We know that, but not now.
I would just like to say that I just realized that I have a perfect part for you in Terminator 4. That's it.
On a more serious note, the actor restated his criticism of California's business climate, created, he said, by the administration of Governor Gray Davis, but he offered few specifics about how he would fix things.
If the highest energy costs here, we have the worst money management, we have the worst credit rating, we have all of those things that drive businesses away, and we are overregulated, overtaxed, and overburdening our businesses.
Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante responded that the average number of business startups in the state is greater today than it was during the height of the dot-com boom in the 90s. When Bustamante said he thought businesses should provide health care for workers, Schwarzenegger said he was the only businessman on the panel who knew what it was like to have a payroll and employee expenses.
You've never done it, so it's easy for you to sit there because you're only used to signing the check in the back,
yes,
but not in the front. You've never signed a check in the front.
Right.
So this is what you have to do. You have to realize that.
Bustamante, for the most part, avoided being drawn into this kind of sparring and instead shook his head and said, Okay, Arnold. He emphasized his working-class roots in California's Central Valley, and as in the past, he called for increases in alcohol and tobacco taxes and new taxes on the top income brackets in the state to solve the state's budget crisis. On the subject of the state's broken workers' compensation program, Bustamante offered one of the few new proposals to emerge in the debate. He pointed out that work sites with bad safety records are charged the same premium as sites with good records.
So if we were to provide a worker a safe workplace discount and be able to have an incentive for those people who are not doing a good job to do a better job, we could lower premiums on those that are good work sites and increase the premiums on those that have bad work sites.
And for his part, Republican Senator Tom McClintock stuck to his conservative roots.
I am the only candidate at this table who has signed a no-tax pledge. I'm the only candidate at this table who supports the entire Bill of Rights, including our Second Amendment, and I'm the only candidate who, for 20 years in the public arena, has proposed and fought for precisely those fiscal reforms that are desperately needed to straighten out this state's finances.
During the debate, neither Schwarzenegger nor McClintock mentioned the growing tension between the two over the possibility of splitting the Republican vote. But talking with reporters after the debate, McClintock said he would not bow to the growing pressure for him to withdraw.
Let me make this as clear as I can. When I entered this race, I made a promise to stay in it to the finish line, and I keep my promises.
There are now 12 days until the election on October 7th. There are two more debates scheduled, one next week sponsored by the Los Angeles Times and one later in San Diego sponsored by the League of Women Voters. Arnold Schwarzenegger told reporters last night that this debate would have the highest TV ratings, and he did not plan to attend another one. John McChesney, NPR News, Sacramento.